producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, Harper, one of my listeners, looks like, is celebrating his 10th anniversary, and he wants to get his wife the perfect gift, and asks me, right, what I would recommend. I love it. I love it when I am asked to give relationship advice, because obviously, I am such a relationship guru. And so whenever I answer a question, I think, well, what would I like for my 10th anniversary? Now, I've been married to my husband now almost 19 years. We were married in 1996, right? So if this is 2015, we were married December 1996, December 22nd. Whew, thank God I remember. December 22nd, our anniversary. 19 years. For my 10-year anniversary, I don't even remember. I have no idea what it got me. I think what ends up happening is we remember it's our anniversary, but we don't remember how many until it's our anniversary. You know, my husband and I, we don't do that. We don't plan ahead. I think one of the reasons why is we're so busy with Christmas and Hanukkah and, you know, the kids being on Christmas break, winter break, that all of a sudden December 22nd, you know, falls on like a Monday. And we're like, oh my gosh, it's our anniversary. So, good for you for planning ahead. I don't know what, maybe you guys know, what is it, you know, the anniversaries, you got like 10 is like the first year. I think the 10-year anniversary, it's not the diamond, right? What is it? You got the, I forget. I know the, so the first year anniversary is paper. Second year anniversary is cotton. So I think what my husband did is got me some cotton underwear because he was really sick of me trying to wear silk. The third anniversary is leather. Did you guys know that? Fourth anniversary is linen or silk. Fifth anniversary is wood. Sixth anniversary is iron. Seventh is wool or copper. Eight is bronze. Nine is pottery. The 10th anniversary is tin. Do not get her anything tin or aluminum. Unless there's like a bunch of chocolate in there, but trust me, 10th anniversary, you gotta get her something big. Then I guess 11th is the steel anniversary, 12th is another silk, 13 is lace, 14 is ivory, I don't know where the hell they get this. 15th is your crystal, 20th is your china, 30th is pearl, 25th is silver, gold is 50, diamond is 60. I don't know if my husband's even gonna wanna put up with me. The flower is the daffodil, if you needed to know a flower. The gemstone for the 10th anniversary is a crystal or a green turmentine. Do you guys know what that is? I don't even know. My husband doesn't buy me jewelry. So this is what I would do. Okay, there's a site here that says the 6th best and worst anniversary gifts, because I honestly don't know what to tell you, what to give her. What helps me? You want to know what is one of the most satisfying things in my relationship with my husband? It's not sex, believe it or not. It's him saying, I'm right. Apparently, my husband and I are always proving to each other when we say something esoterically years ago in our past. How wrong the other is for having said that years ago. Okay, I don't know why we do that. I think we're just two very, very competitive people. So when my husband goes, you know, you're right, or you were right all along. Now, mind you, okay, I've been married to him for 19 years, which means I've been having sex with him for the first two. Okay, so more satisfying than anything is him telling me, you were right all along. I can't believe I missed it. And what's even better, a topper on that, is saying, you know what, I'm going to listen to you more often. From now on, I'm going to listen to what you have to say because it looks like you're right a lot of the time. Oh, my gosh. That's how you get to a woman's heart. Yeah, you could buy her a ring. Yeah, you could buy her a necklace. But you, and my husband doesn't have to say he's wrong. Just acknowledge that I'm right, okay? I'm right about a lot of things. Acknowledge that. And that, to me, is one of the biggest gifts. So, according to this, they say, first, best anniversary gifts, a shared adventure. Isn't there this bridge in China that's glass bottom? So you walk across the bridge, and everybody's scared because now there's, I guess, a crack, you know, in one of the glass squares. Anyway, shared adventure is kind of nice. Do something like that, okay? Skydiving, wine tasting, whatever. Commemorate your anniversary date. You got to make it a big deal. Maybe do like a little mini re-wedding, a party, let your wife know. And again, for men, it's different. Usually men just want to be left alone and they, you want to give your husband a gift. Tell him he doesn't have to do anything special for your anniversary. He loves that. Maybe something that is very, very tangible, like a little, fancy, keychain, something that will always remind her of your love. My husband bought me a box of Lucky Charms and there was a minion in it, a little minion toy. And that's on my keys. And I love it so much. And I think about him and I think of the box of Lucky Charms because I have that minion on it. Okay. Now, what are some of the worst anniversary gifts? Okay. Don't get her like a bowling ball. Gift card to Home Depot. Mind you, I like Home Depot, but obviously you're giving her a gift card to Home Depot, so she goes and she buys you a weed whacker. And don't be doing that kind of stuff, okay? Also, don't buy her anything for, her hygiene, okay? So like a, smooth-edged razor. Don't be buying me razors. I know I'm hairy, okay? Thank you. Tampons, no, all right? Lingerie, when you buy her lingerie, yeah, women may like that, but if it's uncomfortable, it doesn't fit, and she feels like she looks fat in it, you're not going to have sex. So don't buy underwear. Don't buy anything for self-improvement, like buy her a gym membership or buy her a blender. I've never understood that. Guys will buy you a blender. This way you could start juicing your breakfast, honey. No. And then they say for women, maybe don't buy them a gift card. See, my husband loves gift cards. But I guess a gift card is like, look, I don't know what you want. I'm never going to please you, so here, just take the money. So that seems to be one of the worst anniversary gifts, okay? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity activity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. All right, so a lot of talk about Asperger's in the news as they have been investigating the Oregon shooter. And his mom online posting that he had Asperger's. And one of you had, over the break, asked about a study that looked at physical characteristics of a kid with Asperger's. And we've talked about this on the show. We actually talked about it a few years back. Back in 2011, there was some research being done at the University of Missouri that made a claim after they mapped the faces of dozens of boys, both with and without levels of autism. And they found that there were some very distinct looks to the face. And, you know, as a doctor, we don't want to ever propagate any stereotype, okay? But I found it very, very interesting that the, after the news broke of the Oregon shooting and pictures surfaced of the, face of the shooter, all right, people were talking about he looks like he has Asperger's. And I'm like, okay, so now people think that they can identify somebody with Asperger's based on their look. And Chris Harper Mercer, I think he had the picture that they show of him, I believe it looks like, you know, his head is kind of shaved and, you know, many kids with autism or Asperger's, believe it or not, have dark hair. And so there's one phenotype that seems to be entertained as a distinguishing feature. But I mean, the guy's head was shaved, but I can understand. Brown eyes seems to be another one. And so, you know, even though I saw what they were talking about, okay, I was not going to jump to any conclusions. But, you know, it was a thought that crossed my mind. Yeah, you know, this could look like somebody who has Asperger's. And I got to tell you, he looked more like a child with Asperger's than Adam Lanza did. Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook Elementary shooter, he looked like he had hyperthyroid. He had a very, very, you know, he looked like he had eyes that were kind of bulging, exophthalmos, very, very slim, slender look to him. So he had a different appearance. But to answer your question on autism and facial features, the study, and I found it back from 2011, so we're talking for something 4 years old. They talk about how the face and the brain develop in tandem. Each influence each other as they grow. And they think that when they look at the subtle changes on when the face starts to form, if the brain is an autistic brain, and we think that it's not caused environmentally, right now science is thinking it's already genetically predetermined, then they can maybe figure out, well, as soon as the face develops, maybe we could figure out where in time the autism starts to already cause changes within the body. Okay? That's what, yeah. And so according to Professor Christina Aldridge, they found children with autism to have a broader face and wider eyes, a shorter middle region of the face, including the cheeks and the nose, a wider mouth and philtrum. Philtrum is the area between the nose and the lips. In fact, based on the measurements, an autistic child, all right, or a child with Asperger's that may have these phenotypical features, they're very good looking. With the wider eyes, I mean, if this is true, okay, the eyes being wide, focus on the eyes, the way the mouth and the nose sit, they could be very, very good looking kids. So I mean, you have very, very beautiful people out there, and they may have this ratio to their face. It doesn't mean they have Asperger's or autism, etc. Okay. But, you know, we do notice that there does seem to be tendency towards more of the dominant features, like brown eyes or brown hair. So when you're blonde or blue-eyed, that's more of a recessive trait, okay? You know, manifesting when you have brown eyes, brown hair, more dominant, which makes you then wonder, all right, is this a dominant gene takeover? Where if you have a parent with an autistic gene and you have a parent that doesn't, is that kid going to be more likely, because it's a dominant gene, to have Asperger's or autism? So the team looked at 64 boys with autism, 41 typically developing boys age 8 to 12. They used a camera system that captured a 3D image of each child's head. And then they mapped 17 points on the face, such as the corner of the eye and the divot of the upper lip between the nose. And then when they calculated the overall geometry of the face using these points and compared the children with autism with those that don't, they did it. They found that there was a statistically significant difference in face shape. Professor Aldridge said that the study also found there were two subgroups within the group of autistic children. She said there were further distinct facial traits in children who had the more severe behavior and language problems. So the scientists hope that you identify these subgroups, and then maybe it could reveal why autism covers such a wide range of you know, issues. And so, you know, being as common as it is and being as prevalent, I should say, okay, they should, you know, this could be a very easy study to look at phenotypic features, but I'm wondering if we're kind of missing the boat on it. I'm wondering if we're looking more at an autosomal dominant gene type of expression as opposed to, well, a lot of them are brunette, a lot of them have big eyes, a lot of them have brown eyes. But, you know, this study was really looking at the way the face was built, the way the face was, I guess the way the certain landmarks of the face were set. And so it's interesting. A team from UCLA looked at connections between brain regions that are important for language and social skills, and they found that in boys with autism, those connections grew slower. Now, you know, what they're finding with autism is and Asperger's is still very confusing to me, because we're finding that your autism child or your Asperger child is brilliant. I mean, these kids have gifts that we couldn't even comprehend. But because they have issues with language development, they have issues with their social interaction, they don't really make facial expressions when talking. A lot of times they talk with a blunted affect where they'll just say something that's stupid and just say it as a matter of fact. So they tick people off sometimes, you know, and they become a little socially anemic because, you know, in America, we're very demonstrative and, you know, we like to joke around. We'll make facial expressions to let people know we're joking. And an Asperger's kid will just straight out just, you know, say blah, blah, blah. And you're like, you didn't really have to say that. That's kind of rude. They don't want to interact with others as much. They don't like that. You know, they'd rather work in an area where they don't have to deal with people. They do not handle change well. These are kids with autism. And motor coordination and motor skills may be lacking. So, you know, sometimes a child with Asperger's, like, you know, I'll have a mom come in saying my kid is being bullied. And before we knew what Asperger's was, okay, kid did not have autism, but the kid was, you know, getting bullied. Little on the overweight side. Didn't have the best haircut. You know, mom said, yeah, well, you know, he's really bad in sports and he's always chosen last. He's always the one picked last for sports. So I'd say, well, then, you know what, let's get him into a sport where he doesn't have to be on a team. Okay, so, you know, get him into karate, taekwondo, Krav Maga, get him into a martial arts. And I would recommend that for these kids. And then later you found out that there were kids, you know, with a mild level of autism, Asperger's, and they were having issues with physical activity and, you know, issues with social stature at school. And so I was like a great confidence booster and a great physical activity is martial arts. And so, you know, I still recommend that. I still think that would be a key to, you know, promoting their balance, promoting their physical abilities, as well as their self-confidence. It's amazing what they do in these classes. And it's wonderful. You have goals, you have belts, you know, you have, and you're able to defend yourself. So, you know, do we really know what Asperger's is? Well, Asperger's is supposed to be a mild form of autism. It's on the one of the autism, it's an autism spectrum disorder, but the more milder form. And many of them have social issues, seem to be really kind of more routine oriented, and some of them even have some repetitive behavior, okay? But you know, if you think that your child may have that, definitely get them, you know, evaluated. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound, dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we'd never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
My name is Dell, and I live in El Cajon, California. I was concerned about my cholesterol readings because I knew that high cholesterol is related to clogging of the arteries and increases the risk for heart attack and stroke. One day, I heard an ad for Heart and Body Extract, and I was skeptical, but I decided to give it a try. Man, the numbers don't lie.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Brianne writes, this is interesting. I met many of the parents at my daughter's school, and 90% were divorced or unmarried. I've been married 6 years, and we are currently separated. What is the latest statistic of divorce? Makes you wonder if anyone can stay married anymore. That blows my mind. 90% of the parents that she met. Now, my guess, it's not the whole school. My guess is she probably went to, you know, a recent open house. You know, met a lot of the parents. 90% of them might have been single. We don't have the statistic, I don't think. I have a lot of surprisingly interesting statistics here that we got from the Census Bureau. Actually, I'll tell you what I'll share with you what some of those are. But there was a study that came out about a month ago saying divorce rates are actually down. Divorce rates are better. However, one reason for that is you have less people getting married. And so rates of divorce have actually gone down because you have less people marrying to begin with. And you have a lot of people having kids without getting married. And it's going to be the norm. But that is, you know, I have to tell you, I mean, I noticed, you know, with my kids' school, too. There was a couple years ago, I had to go for Mother's Day. I believe it was a Mother's Day thing. And so, you know, I was there, and, you know, everybody was kind of talking about, you know, the birth and, you know, embarrassing their kids. And I really embarrassed, you know, everybody was kind of talking about what happened at their C-section and how they almost lost their baby. And me, I was like, I don't know what's going on with all you women. But, you know, I went to the grocery store, and I found a carton of eggs. And I picked the one egg that had some googly eyes, and that's the egg I wanted. I took them home. I fried them up. I sauteed them. I threw a little bit of rice in there. And before I ate them, it said, Mommy, and that was my baby boy. And I kept him. But I thought it was very interesting because there were a lot of, there were like two moms sitting with, you know, a lot of the kids. And I found that very, very interesting. I thought that was really, really cool that you have the mom and then you have the stepmom. And they both came, and they both were honored, and I thought that was really, really cool. But I was a little shocked at how much, you know, how many times I saw that. And I have noticed in my office that when I diagnose pregnancy, most of the time it's an unwed mother, and happy about it. I mean, has no, you know, oh no, we don't have to rush and get married. So, you know, why are people marrying less? We've talked about this. Okay, it's very expensive. To get married, it is very expensive. And after this recession, a lot of us are still currently suffering from it. I think a lot of us are looking, going, you know what, I am not going to spend that kind of money. I am not going to spend that kind of money for a wedding. Okay, for, you know, family I don't like, for, you know, friends that, I mean, you know, they're just going to drink like crazy and I'm going to have to pay for drink. And, you know, you start to realize, okay, this is kind of ridiculous. And so, you know, you see less of that. You also have a lot of people really, really concerned about divorce. You know, why, you know, a divorce seems to be so brutal, so frightening to people that they're like, well, if I never get married, then I never get divorced. Right? And then, you know, you have less people married to begin with because we have more independence. We're a much more independent culture now. You have a lot of women working, supporting themselves. I mean, in the olden days, you know, you had to get married as a woman. You know, you had to have kids. You could not have kids out of wedlock. And then now you have all these babies. You need somebody to support you. Okay? You can't work. You have all these kids. And, you know, that's how it was in the olden days. Now, you know, there's a lot of women, you know, proven out there that, you know, no, they could work and be single moms, and it's really, really difficult, but they make it work. So we have a much different society now. So if a woman does have a career and, you know, she has a kid and, you know, hubby gets on her nerves or hubby cheats, for example, all right, she doesn't have to stick and try to make it work. She's like, you cheated on me, I'm out of here. Same thing with husbands. You know, my wife is, you know, rearing my child, but, you know, that doesn't mean I have to stay married to her anymore. She cheats on me, or, you know, she drives me crazy, or I'm miserable. I don't have to stay married to her. I can have a relationship with my kid, and my kid could be raised by both of us. And so here's some interesting divorce statistics. They say here 41% of first marriages end in divorce. 41% of first marriages. That's down from the 50%, okay? But 60% of second marriages end in divorce, and 73% of third marriages end in divorce. Why so high by the third marriage? Well, you know, I mean, you've done it before. You know, I mean, I married my husband, he's my first, And I went into it going, okay, I am going to be with him till death do us part. And boy, have we had a couple close calls. But we stuck through it, and I'm glad we did. And boy, it's taken a lot of work. I mean, whew, man, you thought, you know, dealing with Obamacare was tough. You know, marriage is tough, very, very tough. But we're happy, and I'm grateful, and it's worth it. Okay, if it was easy, I think something was wrong. Okay, it's not easy. And so, you know, after you've divorced once, you've divorced twice, you realize, I divorced somebody for less, you know, less trouble years ago. I'm definitely not going to put up with this. And once you feel empowered, you know, it's easier to end the marriage. Most of the divorce, they say, seems to happen in the 20 to 24-year-old age group as opposed to kids under 20 or kids over 25. They say a divorce is happening every 36 seconds in America. That's about 2,400 divorces per day, 16,800 divorces per week, and 876,000 divorces a year. They say the average length of a marriage that ends up ending in divorce is 8 years. And people say, look, gosh, all I have to do is get through the first 10 years of marriage and we're good. I don't want to say that, but there is apparently an average length at what time the divorce ends. People usually wait an average of 3 years after a divorce to remarry if they're going to marry at all. The average age for couples going through their first divorce is 30. Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting because in this graph, it looks like it's 20 to 24 with women and men. So I don't know. The average age of couples to go through the first divorce, already said that, 79.6% of custodial mothers will receive a support award, but 29.6% of custodial fathers receive a support award. So more of the single moms appear to receive support awards than the fathers. 46% of non-custodial moms, they say default on support, but only 26.9% of non-custodial fathers default on support. They say 1% of the total number of currently married same-sex couples gets divorced each year in comparison to 2% of married straight couples. They say the percent of couples that get divorced eventually is still 50%, but only 1 or 2% get divorced in a particular year. Okay. Anyway, here's some celebrity divorce facts. They say Mel and Robin Gibson, Mel Gibson's divorce in 2009, was the largest celebrity divorce settlement. He had to pay his ex $425 million. They say the celebrity, according to McKinleyIrvin.com, the celebrity who has been married and divorced the most is actress Zsa Zsa Gabor. She's been married 9 times. And the celebrity with the shortest celebrity marriage, I think we all know the answer to that one, is Britney Spears. She was married to her friend Jason Alexander for only 55 hours before it was annulled. If your parents are happily married, your risk of divorce drops by 14%. For people who wait till they marry to the age of 25, 24% less chance of getting divorced. Living together says increases the chance of getting divorced by as much as 40%. That's interesting. If you attend a college, divorce rate decreases by 13%. So, I don't know, some interesting statistics. But it's definitely a different world now. Marriage is expensive, divorce is expensive, and people think about that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of the animals that I've always been fascinated by is the giraffe. I mean, it's just cool looking. And it's got a big, long neck. Well, a study came out looking at why the giraffe got its big, long neck. Okay? And I guess researchers have been comparing fossils of early giraffes with modern animal ones. Okay? And it is revealed that the animal's spine underwent several bursts of evolution, which first caused the bones to elongate up towards the head and then down towards the tail. And it shows, rather than just stretching consistently over time, the necks of giraffe ancestors grew in stages millions of years apart. So rather than linearly, you know, stretching as each generation, there were these big dumps of, these big clusters of growth or stretching. The researchers looked at 71 fossils of 9 extinct species of early giraffe and compared them to 2 living species of the giraffe family. Melinda Danowitz gets credit. She's one of the researchers at the New York Institute of Technology, conducted the study, and surprisingly it appears the animal necks began growing far earlier than we thought. She said, we found that the most primitive giraffe already started off with a slightly elongated neck. I wonder if the giraffe kind of looked like a lamb, you know, or a goat, kind of, and then he just had a longer neck, and then he got to eat the higher mini trees, whereas the other animals couldn't. They had to just eat the grass. And then his babies, the babies that had bigger, longer necks, gave birth to more babies that had bigger, longer necks. And, you know, but again, they said it didn't happen linearly. It happened kind of in jumps. Anyway, they say the lengthening started before the giraffe family was even created 16 million years ago. The giraffe's extremely long neck allows the animals to fill a niche on the African savanna, allowing them to eat vegetation high above ground, higher than anybody else. So they could reach the succulent, yummy leaves that other browsers cannot access. Male giraffes also use their long necks to battle each other in violent fights over females. I would like, if I was a female giraffe, I'd be like, oh, this is so exciting. Look at them fight over me, and then whoever wins gets to be my man. They said it's thought that the combination of access to a unique source of food and sexual selection caused them to evolve elongated necks. Yeah, my guess is, man, if I was a giraffe and I was looking all sexy, you know, my guess is the neck would elongate instantly. Anyway, the study was published in the Royal Society Open Science, found the cranial end, which is near the head, of the animal's vertebrae elongated first, followed by the tail end. So what does that mean for us? I don't know. Just when you see a giraffe, you'll sound really smart. The earliest ancestors of giraffe that lived 7 million years ago showed signs that the vertebrae stretched out towards the head, lengthening in the opposite direction, only occurred in the later species. And I guess that's about it on the giraffe. Let me see. I think that's it. Hi, giraffe. Oh, so cute. Okay. So, So the first stage happened. Hold on a second. My computer. They say the first stage, only the front portion of the C3 vertebrae lengthened in one group of species. The second stage was an elongation of the back portion of the C3 neck vertebrae. These vertebrae are big. If you've ever wanted to look at a vertebrae of a, I mean, wow. These are big suckers. These, giraffes have pretty big necks. And so it was different parts of the vertebrae that start to elongate. What else did they have? Let me see. The researchers looked at how neck elongation began. You had the Prodromotherium 25 million years ago. That looks like a goat. Then you had the Canthomerix 16 million years ago. That has a little bit of a longer neck. Then you had the Samotherium 7 million years ago, which kind of looks like a gazelle. You know, kind of like maybe a deer, okay, but the neck is kind of long. It looks like about 1.5 to 2 feet. Later, moving on to the giraffe. You also had another branch called the Civotherium 2 million years ago that had a long neck as well, but it kind of looked more like a moose, And then you have the okapi. And the okapi, they think, is a cousin to the giraffe. Very interesting stuff. I've never been to Africa. I would love to go if I could ever take off that much time with work to go visit a savanna. Okay, ants. Ants are using their own bodies to create floating life rafts to survive in the South Carolina floods. And apparently we're being told these rafts of ants, and they look like millions of them on a raft, they're able to survive there for weeks, okay? And they're very dangerous, okay? Because these ants, if you touch their rafts, they're going to bite you. Now, we know South Carolina has dealt with some real deadly storms and floodwaters, you know, over the last few days. And so the red ant population already has its own, I guess, emergency action plan. And they form these life rafts using their own bodies. And believe it or not, according to WSAV, they made these within 100 seconds. They could communicate that fast. Just like the movie Ant-Man. Those red ants know what the heck they're doing. Thousands of ants came together, used their claws and naturally oily bodies to stick together. My guess is some of them are having some sort of sex, but, you know, it's, you might as well, you know. What was that? There was this big blackout in the 1930s, I believe, in New York. And they were talking about how 9 months later they had such a big spike in births right after that because everybody was kind of stuck and there was no lights and, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. They also have water-repellent shells so they can remain in this raft form for several days until they reach dry land. The network of ants, it looks like a floating pancake, could stay afloat for a while. But again, don't touch them. They are very mad, and they're very hungry, okay, because they're obviously not eating because they're on that raft, okay? And isn't it like a queen ant that tells everybody what to do? So she's pretty smart. I'm not sure where she sits during this whole thing, because usually the queen ant, like the queen bee, they have some sort of a throne, and everybody serves her. That would also be cool. Not only would I like to be giraffe, I'd like to be like a queen ant. That'd be pretty cool. And so they say you see these a lot. You see ant rafts a lot. So, you know, don't be sitting there touching it. Don't be trying to eat it. If the raft comes in contact with you, you try to break it apart, they're going to climb right on you. Because remember, these ants are trying to find dry land. So they are waiting to latch on to something where they could climb up and, yeah. And the red bites, the red ant bites, very blistery, itchy, painful. All right, still sending thoughts and prayers to those suffering with the flood in South Carolina. And, you know, these ants are trying to survive and find their own way. 30 minutes of exercise is not enough anymore. All right, they say people need to amp it up. 30 minutes a day is not enough to fight off heart failure. You have to do as much as 2 to 4 times more than the minimum. We're still going by an hour a day. You have to have an hour a day of physical activity. And not just walking around work. I mean, you have really got to exercise. Previous studies have shown that there is an inverse link between the risk of heart failure and physical activity. And the U.S. recommends 150 minutes of moderate exercise per week or 30 minutes a day. Not enough. Well, see, here's the thing. 150 minutes a week is, that would be 5 30-minute sessions. All right, if you're doing about 45 minutes to an hour a day, you're going to be fine. But it's got to be every day, people. And the investigation, the researchers reviewed 12 previous studies that contained data about 370,000 men and women with different levels of exercise for 15 years. The participants reported their activity, and they found that, still not enough. Need to bust the move, guys. Bust the move. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You don't hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.